Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, The Third Ingredient.com. Having a great visit with Bo Henderson, CEO of Rich Life Advisors, author of The Rich Life, Ten Commandments for True Wealth. That's just one of his books. Bo, thanks again for being here. So, Bo, we got this election coming up. Perhaps you've heard. And big debate going on, three all total. It's like having three Super Bowls. With people are going to watch them just to see who, you know, if there's a train wreck, if there's going to be a bomb or if there's going to be a ground game, whatever. I mean, if who's going to show up, and it's going to be the most interesting 40 days or so between now and the election day, 35 days, I guess, maybe now. It's going to be one of the most interesting months in the history of politics, I think. But interesting doesn't always mean fun, right? Especially with your finances. And of course, after the election, we don't know who we're going to get. What do you think? What should we be doing?
Yeah, you're right. I think tonight, watching the debate, you're right. It's more like a circus. We're going to be to see. Is there anything going to be really scary or entertaining?
Will a lion eat the tamer? Right.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, and as I was mentioning earlier, Jim, I'm getting calls every day about concern about this. I mean, there's some, you look back historically, there's some things that the market tends to respond a little better if an incumbent is reelected. The problem right now with everything going on beyond the economy, if we looked at the fundamentals of the economy, I do not believe what we saw in March was the end of this market pulling back. I believe there's still another shoe to drop, regardless of who gets elected. I think it just might be how fast and how severe it happens. Mm-hmm. So again, I go back to not to say that to scare people. I go back to say, are you positioned with your assets? And I do something called bucket planning. And what we do with clients is we make sure we have our liquidity money in the right ratio. We have the money we need for our income or our paycheck in the right bucket, so to speak. And then we have the money for long-term growth and inflation protection in the third bucket. And when we get those ratios right, regardless of if the market goes up or down, that really won't change your retirement.
Right. It's a little hedging. It's a little arbitraging, isn't it? You're kind of betting, you're kind of balancing the risks, aren't you?
That's right. You're basically buying a secure piece of timeline in your retirement timeline. So what it is you're not rolling the dice. You're right. You're not saying, should I roll the dice and make a bet on the market, or should I play it safe and I'll put my money in the bank, which is another issue.
Right.
There's trillions of dollars in cash right now because people are just scared.
Yeah, that is interesting how much cash there is. So if I have to say that if Trump is reelected, I think that there will be a little bit less likelihood of a crash because I think mainly because of what you just said, I think that money will kind of come back to the market.
Mm-hmm.
Because not that they love Trump necessarily, but they feel like they know what's happened over the last 4 years. They think they'll get more of that with Biden. Who knows, right? And that's not a political statement. I'm just talking about it's an uncertainty. He's a new president.
Yeah, you're right. So confidence is good for the market, right? So people feel like at least they know what to expect. That could be good and get some of that cash back in. One of the concerns, and I thought it'd be appropriate to share with Biden. Again, I'm not here to talk political, but with the proposal of the tax proposal, which I pay attention. Everybody talks about the sexy investments. I pay a lot of attention to the taxes.
I agree 100%. He's promised an increase, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, and one of the things for businesses in particular is this the proposal to take the cap off of Social Security earnings cap, meaning, you know, right now it's a little over $137,000 of income or revenue, depending on how your business is taxed, pays into Social Security. If that caps off, somebody could be severely penalized for making money in this country. Mm-hmm. and pay an extra 7% tax on earnings above that cap.
And that would take having a Democrat in the White House and a Democrat Senate and House of Representatives. That's all it would take, right? They could do that in a day.
Right. And a significant change in how business owners are able to navigate the tax.
Well, that's what I meant when I said if Biden gets elected, it'll take a little longer for the reaction, I think, in the stock market until he does something, I think. What do you think?
I think it could be a more severe correction because of the fear and like we're talking about the unknown.
Right.
I think with Trump coming back in, again, whether you like it or not, at least you kind of know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said for that. But again, to me, it's all a call to action to go back to focused on there's things we can control, and let's not get caught by focusing on things we can't at the mercy of being as prepared as we possibly can. If your strategy is right, you're going to navigate regardless of what. So everything's a call to action to work, get your strategy set up properly. And most people, believe it or not, Jim, most people never get clarity and do that work to get their bucket set up, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's really hard for small businesses because our business is always yelling at us for money. And I need more money over here. I need more inventory. I need a new employee. I need a new sign. We need new branding. We need a new website. And it's hard to find those buckets in a small business, isn't it?
It is tricky because a lot of times as business owners, and I'm one for 20 years, right? Our asset and savings is our business, and if we're not building assets outside of it, then we have something. I mean, just look at this year.
Yeah.
I've seen businesses with nice values be worthless just in the 6 months.
Overnight. Changed. Bo Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. RichLifeAdvisors.com, is that right?
That's it, RichLifeAdvisors.com.
Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.